First up, President Obama says the U.S. will spare no effort to learn how an outrageous attack took place. Happened yesterday at Germany's Frankfurt Airport. Two American troops were shot and killed on a U.S. military bus. Two others were wounded. They were security forces who were being deployed. German police have one suspect in custody. Officials say that what they think happened is that the gunman rushed onto the bus while it was waiting outside the terminal and then started shooting. This would be a federal crime in both the United States and in Germany. The story was developing when we produced this show yesterday. For the latest, CNN.com. The fighting between Libyan leader Muammar Gaddafi's troops and the rebels who are against Colonel Gaddafi is getting worse. Libyan aircraft bombed two parts of the country yesterday where rebels have taken control. In this incident that you're watching, a CNN crew saw an aircraft drop two bombs near a town that has major oil and natural gas facilities. U.S. officials say one option to try and push Gaddafi out of power is to create a no-fly zone over Libya. Defense Secretary Robert Gates says if Congress orders that, the U.S. military could do it, but he warned lawmakers that in order to set up the no-fly zone, first, the U.S. would have to attack Libya's anti-aircraft weapons.